Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, my loves. Welcome to the best year ever on your fertility journey. My name is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be with you gorgeous ladies from all over the world who are on the fertility journey and who are ready to take a stand for making this next year the best one ever. We are here this morning to talk about making this, in just a few weeks, the best year ever on your fertility journey. You know, we're on the precipice of a whole new year, and whether you have been on this journey for just a few months or perhaps even a few years, you know, this time of year, by its very nature, is one that will send us into reflection and contemplation about whether this will be the year that you will become the mom you dream of being. And, you know, you might not use those exact words, you know, as you're thinking about things, but the sentiment is the same. And you might be asking that question with some excitement, some real fear or trepidation, or perhaps even a combination of both. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, wherever you are right now, I want you to really honor that. There's no right or wrong way of being on this journey. You know, there's so many different ways of approaching it, but there are best practices and really great tools and strategies that you can use to make it the best year ever, no matter what. And we are here this morning to empower you with wildly effective starting points for laying a foundation upon which you can make this new year truly the best year ever, no matter what shows up along the way. And I am here to share with you that in no uncertain terms, the key piece of the puzzle in making this happen is mindset. We are going to dive deep into that, and we are going to give you specific action steps for setting yourself up for success in that area. Because I am not going to hold back, ladies. When you get that piece of your journey sorted, you become unstoppable. You know, just think about it. How different would next year be if you could approach this chapter in your life without the crippling fear, what ifs, doubt, and negativity that has undoubtedly made you miserable? You know, that's one of the hardest, you know, that combination of things, you know, the fear, the what ifs, the doubts. You know, that is one of the aspects of this journey that can make it so miserable. And I want to ask you, you know, how different would things be if you could approach your journey without those? Let that sink in. You know, how different would a day, a week, or a month on this journey be if that was the case? How would you feel physically if that were the case? What do you think it might do for your health? What would it do for your relationships? What would it do for your fertility? And if you think there's no connection there, think again. And we're going to talk more about that in a bit. But just let that sink in. And ladies, this is your time this morning. You know, claim this for yourself. You know, this time is really for and about you. And I really want to support you with the idea that you can live this journey in any way you wish. So given that fact, because it's true, you can live this journey any way you wish. Why not live it with a mindset and therefore in a way that can actually help make your dreams of being a mom come true? You know, now is the perfect time to take a stand. We're on the precipice of a new year. How will you live it on this journey? You know, who says that your fertility journey has to be about endless fear, stress, and misery? Who says you have to feel shame and self-doubt or like less of a woman? And who says you can't live your fertility journey on your terms exactly as you wish? You know, the idea that you have no choice in how you live your journey is as ridiculous as it is false. You know, you get to be the lady boss on your journey, and this morning we're going to teach you how to get that going. So hang on to your hats, ladies. The fertility journey is one that is so unique, and it's so interesting because, you know, as you'll find out, I coach women all over the world, and it's amazing how universal the things that, you know, you might feel in California where I'm at are so similar to a woman that may be in New Zealand. You know, this journey challenges women in a whole new way. And if you're not, you know, if you don't have a mindset that's going to support you during it, you can really find yourself in the weeds. So that's what we're going to be working on this morning. So I also want to acknowledge you for taking this first step, you know, being, you know, giving yourself permission to attend this training, taking the time out of your day and really being in this, you know, speaks well of you. And it really shows, look, you know, things are going to be different on my journey. I'm not up for living the way that I have been in the past, because you truly want this next year to be the best year ever on your journey. So I want to acknowledge you for taking that step. Now, I also want to take a moment to send love to Joanne and this entire Circle in Bloom family for making this time that we have together possible. We are so honored to serve this amazing community. And Joanne, who is one of the founders of Circle in Bloom, and I are women who have personally lived this journey. And this time that we have together this morning is our gift to you. And what you're going to learn this morning has far-reaching implications. You are going to have awarenesses that no exaggeration can absolutely transform the way that you live this journey. And I know I may say this 1,000 times during this call, but it's because it is a fact. Your mindset matters. And, you know, I'm going to encourage you to take notes along the way. As long as you're not driving, I really encourage you to take notes, because there are going to be things that we're going to talk about along the way that I really encourage you. You know, if you really want to make this next year the best year ever, take notes and start applying what you learn. And the first piece that I really want to make sure that you get is your mindset matters. And to that end, I also want to support you in beginning to think about your fertility as a gorgeous mosaic. And, you know, isn't that so much more lovely than the scary, unpredictable, amorphous thing that we get into the habit of making it out to be, right? You know, when you're on this journey and you find yourself struggling, the whole topic of fertility can just be overwhelming. But I want to support you in beginning to really look at it as a picture, you know. And here's why beginning to think about your journey in that way is important. Because fertility miracles are the product of a confluence, a coming together of all of the right pieces, okay? And mindset is the foundation. Your mindset influences your physical health, your eating habits, your hormones, your sleeping patterns, your relationships, the choice of fertility treatments that you might opt for, your stress levels, and ultimately your decision making. All of those things can have an impact on your fertility and ultimately, therefore, your outcome, right? So when you understand this, it's easy to see why mindset is so important. And if you've been on this journey long enough, you have probably figured out that if it just came down to having the perfect treatment, you'd be one and done. I would have been one and done. And if it was just as simple as, you know, if it was just about diet, you'd eliminate some foods, then go shopping for baby clothes, right? It isn't always that simple. Your mindset matters, and it is the foundation of your fertility mosaic. And that's where I come in. So for those of you who don't know me or are new to my work, again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility journey transformation coach. And what does that mean? Plain and simple, I help women get pregnant. My work is about helping women cultivate a mindset that actually supports their fertility so they can make their dream of being a mom come true. And as I've said 10,000 times already, mindset is a critical component to health and well-being. And if you are struggling with your fertility, you simply can't afford to mess around with either. You need both to be at their best. And if you're not getting the results you desire, you absolutely positively must look at your mindset. Remember, consider your fertility as this beautiful mosaic, that every little piece matters. You know, you may be getting treatment. Indeed, you may be getting acupuncture, all of these wonderful things. All of those things are amazing. All of those things are beautiful. And when they are used in concert, they create this complete picture that really helps you actually optimize your fertility and bring you closer to making your dreams come true. And women who are serious about having success on this journey approach their fertility in that way. And I want to support you to do that as well. And look, when you think about mindset, you know, this is an often overlooked piece of the puzzle. Right? You know, most people are looking at treatments, they're looking at diet, they're looking at, you know, alternative medicine, which are all amazing. They're wonderful. But here's the thing. I have seen time and again, by making this often overlooked piece of the puzzle a priority, my clients have made the seemingly impossible possible. Time and again. Endometriosis, pregnant. PCOS, pregnant. Poor egg quality, pregnant. Unexplained infertility, pregnant. Over 40, pregnant. My ladies become unstoppable and have a funny way of becoming the moms they were meant to be. And I have to share this with you this morning. I mean, in fact, a couple days ago, and oh my goodness, I'm getting misty thinking about it already. One of my clients who's been battling PCOS for decades just got to buy her first pair of designer maternity jeans. And, you know, that may seem like a small thing, but after years of heartbreak, misery, and failed fertility treatments, she got pregnant before she even finished her first coaching program with me. So I share that with you ladies because I want you to understand when you get your mind right and when you get your mindset to a point where it actually supports all of the other wonderful things that you're doing to optimize your fertility, anything can happen. Okay. I am also the creator of FromMaybeToBaby.com, and I have the honor of coaching amazing women all over the globe who really do take a stand for making their dreams come true. And when I think about all of them over the years and how so many of them are now holding babies or expecting babies, I feel like my heart is going to burst. And what they create in their lives is possible for you too. I want to underscore that. It's all possible for you too, and I'm going to share some of that with you today. And to that end, my loves, I want you to know that what I'm sharing is not theory, it's not guessing, and it's not something that I just read out of a book. You are getting journey-tested insider information from a professional coach who personally, okay, who personally spent years struggling with fertility, who learned exactly how to stop fear and stress from blocking the miracles in her life and is living her purpose now, coaching women all over the world how to do the same. And that's me. If there's any mystery, that's me. I'm that woman. And I'm keeping it real this morning so that you can begin to create the same results in your life. You simply have to decide to take action and apply what you learn. So with that understanding and really moving forward with the notion that mindset is critical, here's what I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to share the insanely simple yet tragically overlooked thing that you must do if you truly want to make this next year the best year ever. I'm also going to share the secret to finally releasing the grip of fear and doubt and what they're doing to your journey. Once and for all, I'm going to explain the exact mindset shifts that will support you in making this next year the best year ever, no matter what, and how you will be absolutely unstoppable in this next year. Okay. And by the end of this call, you're going to have an actionable plan for living your fertility journey like never, ever before. I'm super excited to be sharing this with you. Set your electronic devices to silent and really allow yourself to be fully present during this training. Treat this time that we have together this morning as your self-care for the week. And like I said, if you are able and you are not driving or doing something that requires your full attention, like operating heavy machinery, take notes. Because when you take notes and you review those notes within 24 hours, you can actually retain about 70% as opposed to just sitting and listening. And I want you to put what you learn into action if it feels right for you. So remember, and the point of writing this down is so that at the end of this call, you actually have a roadmap that you can use. So in this moment, let's just take a second, and I want you to set your intention. If you've attended these trainings in the past, you're going to notice that I consistently ask you to set your intention. And what I mean by that is, what is the intention that you want to set for yourself during this training? Will you have an open mind? If you hear something that pushes you in a new direction, instead of saying, oh, that could never work for me, will you ask yourself how it can? So I'm absolutely certain that what I'm sharing with you this morning has the power to support you in making this new year the best year ever on your fertility journey. I'm absolutely certain of it, and here's why. Years ago, I was you. It would have been me on the other end of a training call like this. I struggled with my fertility for years while I was a trial lawyer here in California. And as the months turned into years struggling with my fertility, I found myself going deeper and deeper into a hole of despair. And, I got really good at this. I held it together on the outside. So it looked like I was a complete and total lady boss in my life. But on the inside, it was quite a different story. I was torturing myself constantly, comparing myself with every pregnant woman I saw, and I beat myself up endlessly. I was living in abject fear of my Facebook feed, freaking out over who was going to announce they were pregnant next. In addition to my fertility treatments failing consistently, and beating myself up in the way that I just shared, I was really overwhelmed with shame. I felt like a complete failure as a woman, as a wife. As a professional, I was used to working hard and therefore, earning a result. But if you've been on this journey for long enough, you know that there isn't always a direct correlation between how hard you're working and what you receive on the other end. And I was struggling desperately with that. And that's what left me feeling like a stressed out, defeated mess. Can you ladies relate? Can you relate to those feelings? And I lived that way for years. And the toxic stress that it was creating was the exact opposite of what every doctor I had been working with was advising. And I knew I hit rock bottom on this journey when I learned that our treatment had failed again at the end of one of the most important trials of my career. I won the case, but I had no baby. And all I wanted to do was curl up in a ball under the desk in my office and cry, because I felt that not only was I never going to be a mom, but that I had become someone in this process that I did not even recognize. And I was on the road to spending $100,000 and having, quote unquote, nothing to show for it. The truth was, I had a lot to show for it, my love. It's just not what I wanted. And let me be clear. At the time, I was getting state-of-the-art treatments at one of the top teaching hospitals in the United States. I had a strict, organic, gluten-free, dairy-free diet. I was seeing a celebrity acupuncturist. I was having my abdomen massaged by a woman who was trained in the Andes. I was handling my business when it came to all of the other pieces of the fertility mosaic that we talked about earlier. So it's not like I was half-assing this. you know, but I was utterly failing when it came to the foundational piece. And again, that's mindset. And when I look back on those days, it's no surprise to me that I wasn't getting pregnant. My mindset was literally sabotaging me. The negativity, doubt, fear, self-loathing, and zero belief in the process were running the show, and I had the results to prove it. And so in that pivotal moment in my office after that trial, I mean, I was, you know, I can still feel the cold wall on my back because I just, everything in my world just came crashing down. Another failure. excuse me. And I just said, look, I have two options here. I can either choose door number one, which is do nothing and continue to let this journey run me into the ground, or I can go with what's behind door number two, and that is figure out how to turn things around so that I could become the mom, partner, and woman that I was meant to be. And, you know, at that point, I immediately began to immerse myself in personal development. I began cultivating a mindset that would actually support my fertility because, again, the fertility treatments and diet alone were not getting me the results that I wanted. And I can tell you definitively that I'm so glad that I went with what was behind door number two, because when I started implementing what I learned, everything about my journey changed. I stopped beating myself up with negativity. My mindset changed. And ladies, my miracle happened. You know, and I see the same thing happen for my clients all over the world. And I made the commitment that I would share what I learned, because having to figure this out on my own sucked, and it took 10 times longer than if I had the support of a coach or mentor. And I can say that because when I finally wised up and got a coach, we turned what could have been more years of struggle into breakthroughs that I was achieving in days. So, you know, and let's be honest, everyone who has achieved a level of success in their lives has had a coach or mentor by their side. And when it comes to your fertility, you don't have time to waste, ladies. And I wasted so much time living this journey, missing a key piece of the mosaic. And that's why I do what I do today. I help women make their dreams of being a mom come true. I don't want you to struggle the way that I did, and I help women get on the fast track to cultivating the mindset that's actually going to support them. So let's dive in right now. So let's talk about the insanely simple yet tragically overlooked thing that you must do if you truly want to make this next year the best year ever. Okay, and prepare yourselves, ladies, because I wasn't kidding. It is insanely simple, and you might start screaming when you hear it, but that's okay. It's actually a good thing, so because it means that you can implement it. So you must make the decision that it will be the best year ever on your fertility journey. Now, I want to be clear about what I mean when I say decision. It means that making this the best year ever on your fertility journey is not just a nice to have, okay? It's not just, oh, that sounds nice. I'll get to it when I get to it, okay? Because that's a preference, all right? That's not a decision. A decision is taking a stand that this is how things are going to be. You know, well, that sounds good. That's not a decision. And look, I wasn't kidding when I said this is insanely simple, but way, way too many women skip this and then wonder why nothing changes. When you make a decision, my loves, you empower yourself. Think about it. What's more unstoppable than a woman who has truly made a decision? Okay? Think about a time when you were truly determined to get something that you wanted and your hair was absolutely on fire about making that something happen in your life. You've got to engage the same process of decision-making if you truly choose to make this next year the best year ever on your journey. When you decide that you're going to have something, you take responsibility and you put yourself on the path to getting it. And look, you know, you may not know exactly how you are going to make it happen, but you don't have to worry about that at this point. it all starts with the decision, you making the decision that this next year is in fact going to be the best year ever. And you're going to have to, if you have to, you know, borrow a cup of my faith about this one, but the hows will show up. You may not know how you're going to get there, but the hows will show up. And it's amazing how resourceful we become when we decide that we are going to have something. This is you essentially saying, my love, no matter what, this will be my best year ever on this journey. And if you truly want to make this coming year, you know, just make the decision that it will be. And you can decide that right now. Right now. The choice is yours. Okay? So that's the insanely simple place to get started in making this next year your best year ever. So now let's talk about the secret to finally releasing the grip that fear and doubt have on your journey once and for all, okay? And so once you've made the decision that the coming year is indeed going to be the best year ever on your fertility journey, the next thing is you've got to deeply connect with and understand why releasing the grip that fear and doubt may have on your journey matters to you, okay? So if you really want to let go of both of those things on this journey, you've got to deeply connect with and understand why doing so matters. You know, I want you to be very specific. Why does it matter to you? Why do you care about the impact that fear and doubt might be having on your journey and in your life? You know, let's take an honest look here. You know, what is it doing to your journey and your life to have fear and doubt have such a tight grip on it? You know, is it just starting to destroy your life? Is it beginning to ruin your relationship? Or your relationships with friends and family in addition to the relationship with your partner? You know, is it causing you to make bad, fear-based, and poor strategic decisions on your journey because of it? You know, are you making every single decision that you're making on this journey from a place of fear? You know, are you starting to feel isolated? And most importantly, are you just not getting the results that you really want? You know, why does letting go of fear and stress matter to you? And I want you to just take a second and consider that. And if you're taking notes and it's safe for you to do so, just write a few ideas down. You know, why does it matter to you to finally release the grip that fear and doubt have on your journey once and for all? Why would this make a difference in your life? So just write a couple ideas down. And if you're driving or if you're doing something that requires your full attention, just let some different ideas pop up into your mind. You know, some little shorthand ideas. You know, is it your relationship? You know, are you distanced from your friends and family? You know, are you feeling isolated? You know, what are the ways that fear and stress and doubt are impacting your journey, and why does it matter to you to let those things go, okay? So with those ideas in mind, you know, it's important for you to understand that this isn't just some, you know, theoretical exercise, ladies. You know, this is practical. Your why, deeply connecting with and understanding why this matters to you, is leverage. Okay, if you don't have leverage on your habit of letting fear and doubt run the show, you won't break it. You just won't. You will be powerless. You know, so they will always win. And here's the thing, you know, of course there are other moving parts of breaking the habit and the cycle of fear, doubt, and stress on your journey. And, you know, that's what I have coaching programs to help you with. But this is the starting point. You've got to understand why this matters. And, you know, if there's no leverage, there's no change. It's just that simple. You know, fear and doubt come easy, and they're the natural fallback position. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a choice. And you know what's interesting and even more insidious about both of those buggers, fear and doubt, is that they are self-perpetuating. They've got job security with you. They love their jobs. They don't want to leave. You know, they might even be popping up right now to tell you that I have no idea what I'm talking about and that you're doing just fine on this journey, even with both of them running the show. But ladies, I'm not afraid to call your fear and doubt out. Because here's the deal. If those things weren't an issue for you in some way, chances are you wouldn't even be on this call. And here's the real kicker. If you aren't getting the results that you desire despite all of your effort, can you honestly say that you're doing just fine? The results don't lie, ladies. And releasing the grip fear and doubt have on your journey, I'm not going to lie, it takes some grit and tenacity, but the payoff is incredible. You know, think about it. What would be possible for you if your journey was no longer polluted by out-of-control fear, doubt, and stress? What would be different? You know, what choices would be different? Would you try a new course of treatment? Would you perhaps stop letting a clinic who isn't acting like they care very much about your concerns, would you let them push you around? You know, would you stop being cheap with yourself and get the support you want? You know, would you approach your relationships differently? Would you feel differently about yourself? You know, would you start seeing the things that you're doing to make your dream of being a mom come true? Would you start seeing those things as an investment rather than an expense? You know, because there's a whole money story that goes along with this journey as well that, you know, so many of us use to beat ourselves up with and make ourselves feel bad. You know, in fact, we did a huge training a couple months ago on money and this journey. And, you know, let me just take a second to say, ladies, seriously, if you're going to spend money, let it be on the things that will support you in making your dreams come true. You know, seriously, there are no guarantees in this life. And if you're going to take a risk, bet on you. Okay, bet on you and bet on your dreams. That's just a little nugget of wisdom I've earned over the years coaching women all over the world and having lived this journey myself. You know what would be different? You know, that's the primary question, you know, and there's so many different facets of our lives that would be so much different if fear and stress weren't dictating the direction that we are going. So, you know, and I can tell you for certain, you know, what's more risky than taking a leap toward your dreams is a life unfulfilled and the regret of not going for it. So now let's look at the opposite. You know, what do you think would happen if you keep letting fear and doubt push you around? Okay? So that's the opposite of kicking fear, doubt, and stress to the curb on this journey. You know, the opposite is letting them continue to run the show. So what is that going to do to you? You know, what is the accumulation of stress going to do to you and your body? What opportunities are you going to miss out on? Think about that. You know, I hope this is really beginning to click, ladies, because, look, when you get leverage, that's the secret. That's the secret. And understanding why you are no longer available for letting fear, doubt, and stress run the show will give you the leverage that it is going to take to push and finally do what it takes to release the grip of all of those horrible things on your journey. Because here's the deal. When you see in vivid detail what it's costing you, the opportunities you're missing out on, the impact that it's having on your life and on your relationships, maybe even on your career, you know, you're going to see and you're going to have that leverage sufficient to be able to make the change, okay? And remember, if you don't get leverage, those things will win, all right? So let that sink in. And now let's talk about the exact mindset shifts that are going to support you in making this next year the best year ever, no matter what. okay? And I want to underscore something that I said earlier. I really want to drive this point home because, you know, it's having lived this journey myself, I know how overwhelming the fear, the stress, like when is it going to happen for me? You know, all of those things can take over and they seem so big. They seem so insurmountable. But I want to really support you in the idea that, look, you have absolute control over your mindset and what it's going to be on this journey. Will it support you in making your dream of being a mom come true, or will it block your miracle? It's just that simple. You know, and based on what we just talked about, you can start to see, you know, when your mindset isn't right, there's a ripple effect. There's all these different things that can start happening for you that are in fact counter to what you're trying to create in your life. This is why it is so important. You alone, my loves, are going to dictate if this next year is going to be your best year ever. And if you're truly committed to that being the case, you must take full responsibility for making it so. And, you know, you have a choice. You don't have to let events, you know, outside events take control and decide for you, okay? You are the one that gets to decide every single step of the way on this journey, how you're going to feel about it, and whether or not you let negativity and all of these other things that make this journey so miserable run the show. So let's zero in on the exact mindset shifts that are going to help you get there, okay? So the first mindset shift is seeing things as they are, no worse, okay? And I'm going to repeat that. The mindset shift that I'm going to invite you to make and consider on your journey, if you're truly committed to making this coming year the best year ever on your journey, is to start seeing things as they are, no worse, okay? That means no more catastrophizing. You know, a negative pregnancy test does not have to mean that you are never going to be a mom, right? You know, perhaps your body is not responding to the medications that your doctor prescribed for a treatment cycle. But because your body's not quite responding as your doctor had hoped, does that mean that all hope is lost? No, it just means that your body is not responding to the medications. Just like a negative pregnancy test does not mean you are never going to be a mom. It's just a negative pregnancy test. Now, I get that is, you know, having had a zillion negative pregnancy tests myself, I know that is upsetting and it's, you know, it's frustrating and it's painful and it's heartbreaking. But that in and of itself does not mean that you are never going to be a mom. You know, you may see a pregnancy announcement on Facebook and tell yourself you're going to end up childless and alone. I don't know how many times I did that craziness. And, you know, it's seeing things. It's not seeing things as they are. You know, all the Facebook post was a Facebook post. It was not an indication from the universe that, you know, I'm never going to be a mom. Just like, you know, if you're transitioning from trying to conceive naturally into beginning to use fertility treatments, you know, that doesn't mean that you're a total failure, but you can, you know, it's so easy. You know, so many women, I've got to tell you, you know, they beat themselves up with that particular example. I mean, you would believe how many women do that to themselves. And, you know, I've got to ask, do you think that might serve to perpetuate the shame that is associated with this journey? The idea that because you're not able to conceive naturally and moving on to fertility treatments, so somehow you're a failure, you're less of a woman. I mean, all the horrible things that we tell ourselves, you know, it just means that you're starting to use treatment. All right. It's seeing things as they are, no worse. Okay. And what's possible for you, my loves? I mean, if you just started seeing things as they are and no worse, what do you think would be different? Just chew on that for a second. You know, what would be possible for you if that one thing shifted? If you were able to just look at things as they are and no worse. Okay. So that's the first mindset shift. The second mindset shift is you really do have to become acutely aware of your stories, okay? And what I mean when I say stories are the things that you tell yourself about you and what you make things mean, okay? You might also refer to stories as limiting beliefs. They are things that we make up and choose to believe, sometimes without even knowing it, okay? The stories that we tell ourselves can be a result of our social, spiritual, cultural, and familial conditioning. You know, perhaps they're even introduced into your life because of events that have happened in your life before you even realize that you get to decide if that's how you really want to see things. You know, however they come into your life, the stories that you tell yourself absolutely shape your experience on this journey. And when you recognize and become aware of your stories or limiting beliefs, you empower yourself to exercise choice to believe something else if the story is not serving you. And instead of moving through your journey by inertia, you get to take control and choose how you see things rather than letting a negative story drive the bus. So here's an example, okay, to really illustrate this point. Do you let the fact of a negative pregnancy test mean that you are a barren, dried up old hag? Okay, and let me say that again. Do you let the fact of a negative pregnancy test mean that you are a barren, dried up old hag? And yes, I am intentionally using cruel language because you know that's what you do. I did it myself, and we keep it real here. And I'm calling this out because I want you to become aware of the story so you can break the pattern, okay? You know, notice how cruel that is. Notice how terrible and also how ridiculous that sounds, you know, in saying it out loud, you know. And notice that we're not denying any facts here. You know, the fact is a negative pregnancy test. The story that we attach to that, or, you know, you may have some version of this, but, you know, the fact is a negative pregnancy test. The story that you might attach to that fact is that you are a barren old hag. Okay? So if you have a story like that, how's that working out for you? Is it doing anything good to move you closer to your goal of being a mom? Is it just flooding your body with toxic stress hormones? You know, will an attitude or story like that support you in making good choices about optimizing your fertility, or will it keep you stuck in a place where you are penny pinching and not wanting to spend any money on support because you're telling yourself, this isn't going to work anyway? You know, what opportunities will that story cost you? And who might you drive away if you let that story run the show? You know, can you begin, my loves, to start seeing the ripple effect that your stories can have? Okay? And you might have some you know, story that is even better than that one. But here's the deal, you know, we're just illustrating a point here so that you can see, you know, one of the things that I'm encouraging you to do is remember, see things as they are, no worse, and now become aware of the stories. And I really hope that that illustrated the point because it's so powerful when you do both. And you know, perhaps you might tell yourself that a treatment cycle that doesn't yield a pregnancy is a waste of time and money, right? That's another story that you might tell yourself. You know, do you tell yourself that you and your dreams are not worth spending thousands on? You know, do you tell yourself that you are unlovable and worthless because you're struggling with fertility? I know I told myself that for years. You know, you want to get crystal clear about what these stories are doing to you. And understanding the impact of these stories can be a powerful way of adding to the leverage that we talked about earlier. Remember, I encouraged you to get to know your why. You know, if you're stuck in a place where the stress, the fear, the doubt are just making you want to not leave the house, you know, or make you feel small and invisible around friends and family or even at work, You know, you've got to understand why shifting that matters, because if you don't, you won't. Okay? That all goes back. All of this is carefully intertwined. So this is not just thrown at you by accident. All of these pieces work together and are going to support you in making this next year the best year ever. So, you know, when you look at these things, you know, and you really understand what they're doing to you, you know, you empower yourself in the way that I was explaining earlier. And so let me just take a second here. You know, in case you have a story that choosing a positive and supportive outlook regarding what happens on your journey, you know, in case you have the notion that that requires you to slip into a fog of denial, like so many women have this, you know, this self-sabotaging belief that if you have a positive outlook, it requires you to be in denial. You know, let me assure you that that's hardly the case. Having a positive outlook and a positive approach to your journey and what happens on your journey is not denial. In fact, awareness of your stories and making the conscious decision to have a more positive approach to it is quite the opposite, because you're 100% cognizant of the facts. And the difference is that you're making an intelligent, conscious choice about how you choose to interpret them. A positive outlook is not denial, okay? So when you look at all these things, I mean, this is pretty empowering stuff, right? I mean, these things alone, if you are able to apply this in your own journey, I mean, this is transformational. And so the third mindset shift is getting serious about gratitude, okay? Gratitude gets a lot of lip service these days. You know, we see, you know, things about gratitude on bumper stickers, keychains, cutesy memes on Facebook. But the truth is we often miss the mark, okay? In one breath, you say you are thankful for the opportunities you have on this journey, but in the next, you beat yourself up, you look for someone to blame, you take out your disappointment on the people you love most, and then you take a survey of your life and make it out to be a flaming mess. My loves, does that sound like a real state of gratitude to you? And if it sounds like I was very specific in that example, I was, because that's the kind of thing I did myself. Okay, I love using myself as an example here because, you know, if you want to ask questions, I can talk more about that. You know, and I see my clients doing it as well. But, you know, like I said, we keep this real. I want you to see the impact of these things and how real they are, and that you are not alone. If you have done that, you know, you're not alone. The woman who's leading this training probably did it as well. So going back to the point about gratitude, you know, we also tend to pervert gratitude into meaning that you shouldn't want more in your life, right? We use this perverted version of gratitude to keep ourselves small, and we make ourselves wrong for wanting what we want. You know, be honest. How many times have you beat yourself up with, I should just be happy with what I have, when the truth is that you desire so much more? Do you think that that might create some confusion and self-loathing? You bet. So let's look at gratitude as a mindset shift on this journey and how you can use it to support your decision to make next year the best year ever on your fertility journey. And the big shift is this. When you make gratitude an active, sincere state of being, you know, it literally has the power to change your mindset in an instant, okay? This means that you deeply connect with the things that you're grateful for, okay? We've just been talking about the three key mindset shifts. We talked about seeing things as they are, no worse. We talked about getting to know your stories, and now we're talking about gratitude and really, really getting serious about gratitude and how you use it on this journey to support you, okay? And so, you know, let's stop for a second. And in this moment, I want you to think of three things that you can be deeply grateful for, okay? They can be people, they can be things, they can be experiences. It doesn't really matter. Just pick three things that you are deeply grateful for. And I want you to see the power of this, okay? Because we're about practical application here. This is not just theory. This is something that, you know, if you apply this in your life today, can make all the difference in the world. Okay? So if it is safe for you to do so and you're not operating heavy machinery or driving, just take a second and let each of those three things that you are deeply grateful for come to mind. And if it's safe for you to do so, just close your eyes. This will just take a second. But just close your eyes and let those three things, one at a time, come to mind. See each of those things in vivid detail. You know, notice how you feel when you see those things. You know, be in that moment. Let's say that the image of your wedding day, okay, maybe that's the thing that you're super grateful for. You know, just take a second and go back to that moment. Go back to that moment that you saw your partner. You know, the first time you saw your partner as you're walking in, you know, and just be in that. Feel deeply grateful for that. You know, maybe one of the things that you're deeply grateful for is a particularly supportive parent, okay? Maybe you're really supported by your mom, or maybe your dad is supporting you in the process or whatever. Let their face come to mind, okay? And feel grateful for that. You know, maybe another thing that you might be grateful for is a trusty pet. You know, maybe you have a pet that has, you know, gives you unconditional love even when you have had an ugly Kardashian cry or something like that after a failed cycle or disappointing news, and that pet just knew how to, you know, run up to you and lick your face or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. But feel that. Feel the gratitude that you associate with those things. You know, what's it like to remember and be in the presence of those things? You know, to be in a state of sincere gratitude, you connect and feel the magnitude of what it means to have those things in your life. And just notice, my loves, you know, whether your eyes are closed or whether they're open because you're driving or it isn't safe for you to do so, you know, notice when you are in that place of deep connection to gratitude, how much fear, doubt, lack, or scarcity do you feel? I bet you don't feel any. You know, and if you're smart, you're going to learn how to use the things you are grateful for as profound evidence that this is indeed an abundant universe and there is goodness for you. Okay? When you deeply connect to the things that you're grateful for, you are reminded of how much good is in your life. So when you are in the moments where you're receiving news that is disappointing, when you are in moments where you are nervous because you're about to find something out or you're getting a test result or, you know, you're nervous because you're going in for an egg retrieval, if you happen to be doing IVF, when you connect, okay, this is a critical mindset shift. When you connect with gratitude, instead of just going to the fallback position of fear, look at what's possible for you. Look at how powerful, even in that brief second where I've asked you to pull up these things that you're deeply grateful for, the calming effect, if you're truly engaged in it, you will feel. You know, gratitude is so powerful because when you connect to gratitude, it will kick fear's ass every single time. Every single time. And gratitude and fear, they just simply cannot occupy the same space. And, you know, if you think even for a split second that I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this, just try it later today. Okay, try it again and connect sincerely and deeply to three things that you are grateful for, and just try. Dare one of your stories to overpower that gratitude. If you are sincerely connected to that gratitude, it can't. Okay? And ladies, just think about how different the next year will be if you operate with these three mindset shifts in place. Seeing things exactly as they are, not worse, becoming acutely aware of your stories, and being serious with your gratitude. You know, what these three things can bring about is nothing short of miraculous when you apply them in your journey, in the way that they make you feel, in the mindset shifts that you have, in your outlook, in the way that you approach your relationships, whether they be with your partner, your friends, your family, your treatment team. Look at the impact of all of this. Okay? We talked about making a decision. We talked about the secret to truly releasing the grip that fear, doubt, and stress have on your journey, and that's getting leverage. We've talked about the mindset shifts that are going to empower you to make this next year the best year ever, and now we're going to talk about how you will be absolutely unstoppable in this next year, okay? And I'm going to give this to you in two words. Here's how you're going to be unstoppable. You're going to take action and hold yourself accountable. So action and accountability. Those are the two words, action and accountability, okay? It's simple. You've got to take the decision that you've made to make this year your best year ever, fueled by your big why, along with the mindset shifts that you now see are critical, and take action to make them real in your life. Nothing I have shared this morning is going to make a single difference in your life unless you put it into action, my loves. That's why I have structured this in the way that I have. I want you to be able to, if you choose, because here's the truth. You can choose to keep living your journey in any way you wish, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? But if you want a different result, you've got to take different action. You've got to have a different approach, and that's what we're presenting to you this morning. You know, this new year is going to creep up fast, and the next thing you know, it's March, okay? So you've got to ask yourself, will things in March be exactly the same for you as they are today? You know, you can make decisions today that will ensure that you get on a different path. I love you enough to encourage you to make this real, hold yourself accountable, not like a wet noodle, but like a woman who takes care of business. You know, get serious about accountability and put some skin in the game. Hire a coach. I know a good one. You know, you've all heard the old adage that you can't possibly expect different results from the same action. And if you aren't getting the results you desire, you've got to take action to change them. Remember the two operative words here, action and accountability. And think about it, ladies. Venus and Serena did not get to Wimbledon by just reading books and hanging out on online message boards. You know, Steph Curry, and yes, this is my California bias, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors didn't get to the championship by just talking about how bad they wanted it. You know, anyone who has been successful in achieving their dreams did the work and had a coach or mentor in their lives, plain and simple. You know, why would that be any different on this journey? The choice is yours, my loves. And I'm compassionate for how challenging this may all seem, but I'm more passionate about what can happen for you when you do implement these things and make them real in your life. I have seen the results in my own life and in the lives of my clients all over the world. This is what my work is about. And I'm sure that the big question that's coming up is, Roseanne, how can I do this in my own life? It's simple, okay? You can absolutely spend the next year trying to figure this out on your own, or you can get to where you want to go a heck of a lot faster and make quantum leaps toward having a mindset that actually supports your fertility by getting mentorship and having accountability from someone who's actually lived this journey and knows how to help her clients make their dreams of being a mom come true, and that's me. And I work with women across the globe who are absolutely committed to making their dreams of being a mom come true. My ladies are smart women who truly go for it. They refuse to be victims on this journey, and they are in it to win it, and they get that in fact their fertility is like a mosaic. Each piece matters, and that absolutely includes getting their mindset right. You know, they're used to creating amazing things in their lives and getting what they want, you know, so they realize that getting to the next level on this journey is about having support. You know, and they're the ones getting the results. They are getting pregnant after years of trying, and it makes my heart sing. You know, their results are undeniable. Ladies, this time next year, your life and your journey could be so much different than it is right now. I hope I have made it abundantly clear that the results that my clients are achieving in their lives and what women around the world are doing is possible for you too. But as I said before, you've got to make the decision. And you've got to get leverage, you've got to get past those old stories, and you be in a position where you're ready to take action and get accountability. And that's what my work is about. And I also want to take a second to thank Circle and Bloom again for giving us the opportunity to spend this time together and for you guys to get this powerful information that, look, if you begin to apply these things in your life, you really do position yourself to transform the way that you live your journey. And I truly do wish you the best year ever on your fertility journey.